What's this? What's this? Is this her fault or mine? The tempter or the tempted who sins most? Huh? Not she, nor doth she tempt, but it is I that, lying by the violet in the sun, do as the carrion does, not as the flower, corrupt with virtuous season. Can it be that modesty may more betray our sense than woman's lightness? Having waste ground enough, shall we desire to raise the sanctuary and pitch our evils there? Oh, fie, fie, fie! What dost thou, or what art thou, Angelo?
Aye, and you can keep out of my way and all. Do you hear that, all of you? I'll run that shop with men, and I'll show Salford how it should be run. Don't you imagine there'll be room for you when you come home crying and tired of your fine husbands? I'm rid of you, and it's a lasting riddance, mind. I'll pay this money that you've robbed me of, and that's the end of it, all of you. You especially, Maggie. I'm not blind yet, and I can see who 'tis I've got to thank for this.
It is difficult to advance into the heart of this part of the woods without being seen, for there is a wide opening between the evenly spaced firs. As we cannot hope to take them by surprise, I post myself at one corner of the wood. Christophe goes to the opposite corner. Now, each of us has a view so that neither of the pair can get away without being seen and hailed. Then, from my observation post, I play the role of scout, offering a truce, and call out,
Marcel! Marcel! There's nothing to be afraid of. It's me, Zirel. I want to speak to you.
A few moments of silence. I'm about to call out again when, from the depths of the forest, too far for me to see, someone calls out an order.
Stay where you are. He will come to you.
You can make me a broad tassy a tea for a start,
Granny said to Geordi.
That'll stop your jukery pookery for a wee while.
Aye, Granny,
Geordi said.
Geordi couldn't help no liking his granny. She was a grabby, crabber old woman. She had beely-wally brown teeth and a wee snicker-top mouth like a dog's mahooky.
How many sugars in your tea the day, Granny?
Geordi speared her.
Yin spoon, she said, and nae milk.
And as I was green and carefree, famous among the barns, about the happy yard, and singing as the farm was home, in the sun that is young once only, time let me play and be, golden in the mercy of his means, and green and golden I was huntsman and herdsman, the calves sang to my horn, the foxes on the hills barked clear and cold, and the Sabbath rang slowly in the pebbles of the holy streams.
Granny Island loaded the provisions into her tractor and trailer, and they all trundled off back to her house.
Coming, Kitty Morag,
smiled the biggest boy cousin Hector.
We'll go and put the tent up.
Soon the tent was pitched and the stores unloaded.
No, called Granny Island. There are potatoes to be dug up, peats to be fetched, and driftwood to be gathered. Who is doing what?
Gee, willikers, groaned Hector.
Archie, Jamie, Dougal, and Murdo Ian. Everyone pretended not to hear Granny Island. Even Katie Morag hid down by the shore.
It's boring here, moaned Archie after a while.
We'll go to the village then and play chickenelli, said Hector.
Yeah!
Chorused all the big boy cousins, except for Murdo Ian.
It's an awfully long walk, he whined.
I know a quick way,
chirped up Katie Morag.
We can take Granny Island's boat